This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 603-283-6160. Whether it's talking about crack pipes or cryptocurrency, those are some of the topics we've discussed here tonight. On the way, we're going to get into COVID dating. What's the dating scene like now that COVID is a thing? And, of course, we're talking about the dating scene for the pathetic people who believe everything the government tells them. So we're going to get into that story here with you tonight. It is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
But we're going to your phone calls and thoughts first. So we've got Sam, who's on the line in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if nobody's going to be on any more shows coming up soon, like what happened to his bail conditions and everything.
Yeah, so our friend and co-host Nobody, who was arrested along with me and several other of our friends in a pre-dawn raid on March 16th of last year in the Crypto 6 situation, which is, you can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about that if you're a new listener to the show and you don't know about the Crypto 6. Nobody was the person who was kept in jail the longest. I was there the second longest. I had 69 days in jail. Nobody had 6 months behind bars until they finally released him on some very ridiculous bail conditions, which included at the time him being completely prohibited from expressing himself publicly via any kind of online audio, video, possibly even blog post. It wasn't really a clearly written order, so it's one of those things where if you're not sure, you should probably not do it rather than, you know, end up getting your bail revoked.
Yeah, I think they do that intentionally.
Yeah, and then have to go back to a jail cell to await trial on what are some total garbage charges that we're facing. Things like some of the things these people are facing in this crypto story, money laundering, quote unquote. Well, in my case, I'm facing that. Nobody, thankfully, is not. But we are facing things like, quote unquote, unlicensed money transmitter, conspiracy to be an unlicensed money transmitter. And but to get to your answer, Sam, Nobody is going to be on regularly on Free Talk Live. We're expecting him back as soon as tomorrow night, where he'll be filling in for
Matt.
Yep, he's coming back. He was on Monday, he was on Friday. And
yeah, I saw he was on Monday. That's how I knew he was back.
Yeah.
And another question that I wanted to ask, I remember you said the second you were able to see him, you were going to hug him. Did you get to hug him yet?
I did, yeah, I did. And he's on Fridays, so we're expecting him to be on regularly on Friday. He will likely be on regularly on Monday, at least until Aria returns. She is recovering from surgery, so she's probably going to be out maybe for the rest of this month. It's not clear how long the recovery is going to take there, so you can expect to hear from Nobody at least twice a week until further notice on Fridays and Mondays, and then any other fill-in days we can get him in to make up for lost time. We're going to do that. We wanted him on last night, but he spaced out and slept in.
Yeah, he slept through the whole show and woke up at 10 p.m.
Yeah, he woke up at 10:30 in the evening yesterday. So yeah, he's still Nobody. He's still doing Nobody things, but we love him. Sam, was there anything else you wanted to share?
I just kind of think it's ridiculous that the court thought they could, like, disregard his freedom of speech rights.
Yeah, well, they did, and you know they got away with it. Now they've backed off.
Nobody's going to come after them for what they did.
No one is going to come after them for what they did.
Sorry, not nobody.
Yeah, it's not that likely just because it costs so much money to fight these things, and we're in the middle of fighting a criminal case.
Well,
so.
I'm just saying they broke a law. They don't get prosecuted for breaking
the
law.
No, there will be no punishment for the prosecutors for asking for these restrictions or the judge for granting these restrictions. But here we are. But if things are not as bad now as they were, so that's a good thing, I guess.
The thing that I'd be really interested to see after your Crypto 6 case is he'll try and sue the state for holding him unlawfully for as long as they did.
Well, presuming that they drop the charges and or lose at trial, then that may be something that he could do, and what that might get him as far as any kind of compensation would be interesting to see. So I guess we'll see how all this plays out. Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160 to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this crack pipe giveaway. Because, okay, you know, I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and, I mean, not necessarily me specifically, not necessarily, but you could smoke out of light bulbs, pop cans, you know. So why would you give away something that's, I don't know, it's weird.
I mean, the poorest section of the population does crack, and they can afford crack pipes. Already.
Yeah.
It's just, it is weird. I remember one time I was in a Walmart and there were these two people that were like sketching me out. I was like a kid or a teenager, in the light bulb section next to me and my brother, and they were like, oh, this one will work. And then like picked me the next one, this one won't work. And my brother told me, he was like, they're going to do drugs with those. I was like, what? How? But I don't know.
And then my other question I want to make, besides, I hope Sarah calls in tonight because I know she's not listening, but I do love her, is that, Nikki, what's your problem with Kentucky, Nikki?
I don't have any problems with Kentucky. I think the point I was trying to make, I know what you're referring to, the point I was trying to make in the previous segment was that it's a pretty conservative state, so I it's not surprising me that a senator from Kentucky would try to shame drug users.
Yeah, that's what I got out of it, too. It was that they let people
there's portions of New York State that are extremely conservative.
Yeah, that's true.
Kentucky is extremely conservative. I don't think there's a portion that like votes blue.
You know what? I've never been there, so I can't really.
I've been there
too much.
A lot.
That was actually my point, but I love you guys.
I've been there a lot, and when you drive down the road, there are signs that say, have an abortion, God hates you. So, like, I don't think Nikki is wrong with her prejudging.
On the right day, you can find people that are saying abortions are good, and they feel great if you go to the right city at the right time.
It seems unbelievable that somebody would say that, but I bet there are crazy people like that in the world. But regardless, you know, the government gang does not belong enforcing the war on drugs, whether it be in a conservative state or a liberal state. Anybody that actually cares about their fellow man should want to end the war on drugs. If indeed the war on drugs was created to supposedly help people, we should be able to admit that it has not, that it has failed, that it has done the opposite of its intentions, and it has made life worse for countless individuals. And that is a nonpartisan question to me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack, for the call. I appreciate it. By the way, I was just looking here for the glass roses. Just curious as to what these things cost. You can go and get a 360-piece 10-box set of these things on eBay for $138, so roughly 40 cents a piece. So the convenience store is going to mark that up, right? But even if they're selling it at a dollar, they're making twice the money that they invested into it. So I'm guessing you can go into a convenience store and get one of these things for a buck or two.
Or like AliExpress or Wish probably has something like crack pipes.
Sure, but you're going to have to order. The problem with that, though, Bonnie, is you have to have the financial knowledge or the financial intelligence to be able to save $100 to be able to purchase a bulk buy on this stuff. Because if you're buying from like AliExpress or whatever, you're probably going to have to get a bulk quantity like this guy selling it on eBay. And your typical crackhead, if they got $100, they're going to go buy crack with it. They're not going to save up and, you know, invest
A little side hustle, you know?
in some pipes. So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us. Sarah is on the line. Sarah, have you ever smoked crack?
Yeah, I did try it for a while, and it didn't really get me too much.
Did you use the little glass pipes with the roses in them, like you can get at the convenience store?
I just saw, I don't know what was available, but whatever they had, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what the last caller is saying, is that, you know, a crackhead will use whatever they can get their hands on. And that's true of, like, kids smoking marijuana in high school, too.
Yeah, cans. I've used so many different things to smoke marijuana.
People smoke out of apples, for instance. That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
So what were you calling about, Sarah? I know it wasn't about crack smoking. Go ahead.
No, but that caller before, he said he loved me. I kind of wonder why he liked my calls. I don't wonder. I mean, I'm kind of interested in his perspective, but...
Well, I mean, crazy is entertaining. So if you want, hang on, Sarah. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
She thinks you're crazy.
She does. Right. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Bonnie.
And Nikki.
603-283-6160. Thank you to Chris LaRue, who is a Free Talk Live Diamond level supporter of the AMPS program. That's a pretty epic level of support. Definitely appreciate it, Chris. And you can join him over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. And that allows you to help support what we do here on Free Talk Live. Another thing you can help support is Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people who are living in extreme poverty. And we know the federal government isn't going to be doing that with the $4 billion that they stole from a couple of people who they're alleging were involved in the Bitfinex hack. We'll maybe talk a little bit more about that case, because a lot of the people in the crypto world aren't buying that. But GiveDirectly does accept cryptocurrency. So if you're interested in donating crypto through GiveDirectly, you can reach directly out to them, tell them what kind of crypto you want to give, and they can make that happen for you. They have delivered over $400 million to over a million people who live in just absolutely terrible circumstances. Right now we're raising money for people in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, and you can help us by going to give.freetalklive.com. Giving cash directly to people in need in serious poverty can drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. So it allows the individual to make choices for themselves rather than having some sort of agency or a person thousands of miles away deciding for them. So if you agree that that's empowering, we want to help you by matching the contribution up to $30,000 in total. You can go to give.freetalklive.com. That's give.freetalklive.com. We go back to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, what were you calling about tonight?
Yes, I just commenting about the yesterday's caller about Trudeau of Canada, that his parents were down in Cuba in the 1970s, and they thought that the mother had an affair with Fidel Castro, and he's like, Fidel Castro's son? Is that what I was told? Is that what I was
hearing? Yes, it's a really big conspiracy theory online that Justin Trudeau is the son of Fidel Castro, but he was raised by a different man.
It looks pretty clear to me. I mean, if you've seen the photographs, they really do look identical.
And the timeline lines up. If it was just the photographs, I'd be like, okay.
Right. The fact was the mom of Justin Trudeau was there with
Fidel
Castro. Hanging
out with Fidel Castro during the years that he would have been conceived.
And apparently she and her husband were known to be swingers. So if she was with Fidel Castro, it wasn't that she was cheating. She was doing it likely with the approval of her husband.
And then the icing on the cake is that his dad, I think his name is Philip Trudeau, he looks nothing like him. He doesn't
That's
look
right.
like he's remotely related to his supposed son, Justin Trudeau. So.
That's spicy.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, but,
this is anything.
Okay, what I want to know is what were they doing in Cuba in the 1970s unless they were communists, like I was saying?
They probably are.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's what I'm trying to trail back is that I know that when if Americans like about 30 years ago if Americans wanted to go to Cuba, you could not go straightly from Cuba. I mean, from the U.S. to Cuba at that time.
That's right.
So what they did was they went to Canada, and from there they had a relations with Cuba, so you could go and visit Cuba.
Yep.
So then. Okay, 1970. What were they? Were they part of the parliament? Were they senators? Were they politicians? Trudeau's parents?
They were politicians. Or I don't know about his mom, but his dad was a politician, and like I think lots of his grandfathers were politicians. He has lots of family members that are men that are politicians. I don't know about the mom, and I don't know what they were actually officially doing in Cuba. That's a great question. I heard about this conspiracy theory in 2016, so I don't remember all the details, but yeah, it's Googleable.
Nikki, you've got to pull up the photos. I mean, if you've never seen this before, we'll get your on-the-air response to... And you have to... I'm sure when you look for Justin Trudeau...
Fidel Castro,
the photos will automatically come up with the comparisons. But obviously, you want to look at young Fidel Castro and current-day Justin Trudeau. Because comparing...
He's not young. Or he's not old, right? He's 40.
Yeah, he's probably in his late 40s or early 50s would be my guess.
Oh, my gosh. It's literally the same person.
It's a dead ringer.
It looks like the same person in this photo, too. Like, they're facing the same way, and they're, like, angled the same way.
They do look like... Now look up his real dad, or his supposed real dad. You're going to be like, yeah, that's not his dad.
Close.
I think it's Philip Trudeau.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We were talking about the alleged Bitfinex hackers, and they're apparently, according to newsbtc.com, the federal government gang isn't actually saying that they were the hackers. They're just charging them with money laundering.
So they bought it from hackers?
We don't know. Well, we don't know what the true story is behind this. We don't know even if these people are guilty of doing what the federal government is alleging that they were doing. I mean, for all we know, the real hacker or whatever got access to their accounts and put all that stuff up there to frame them or something like that. Or maybe the federal government is framed. Who knows what the real story is? But somebody stole in 2016 over 100,000 bitcoins from the Bitcoin exchange called Bitfinex. And actually, the Shire Free Church was involved in getting robbed in that particular case because we had an account with Bitfinex at the time, and they stole some of the church's bitcoins. And what was interesting about that was Bitfinex actually tried to make good by – it was really strange. They offered, like, their own token that you could trade on their marketplace and just to see what – like, basically, the idea behind the token was, do you think Bitfinex is going to make this – whole someday? And if you thought
so, voting?
We were trading their token. So you could trade their token and then the market would decide what the value of this token was worth. And over time, the value of the token went up because people believed that Bitfinex was going to honor the robbery or whatever that they were going to make it good. Honestly, I don't remember. I took, once the token hit 50%, I sold it all off and I said, you know, that's good enough.
It's probably a good idea.
I'm out of here. Well, plus Bitfinex also banned U.S. users shortly thereafter. So one of the questions that Paul Play from Edge Wallet was asking on Twitter earlier today is, now that the federal government has all the Bitcoin back, or at least 90 or 80% of it from this hack, are they going to give it back to Bitfinex? And if they do, will Bitfinex actually reimburse their users for what was lost? Because it wasn't Bitfinex that lost the money. It was their users that lost the Bitcoin in this case. So what will they do if they actually do give this back? But again, that comes back around to the question of, will the federal government gang actually give back this Bitcoin, which is now worth billions of dollars, like $4 or $5 billion, and it was only worth $71 million at the time. I mean, at the time, it was, I think, the biggest hack that had ever happened to a Bitcoin exchange. But that is a lot of Bitcoin. And so, looking at the people who they are alleging were involved, there are a couple who is living in New York City, and as Jameson Lopp on Twitter says, imagine sitting on $4 billion in stolen Bitcoin, knowing you're being hunted by nation states, and deciding that New York City is a smart place to hole up.
I know something fishy is going on. It'll be interesting to watch this case and see what the government's argument is.
Yeah, well, there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. There are currently no plans to use the U.S. military to evacuate Americans from Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying Americans have had ample opportunity to leave Ukraine in an orderly manner as Russia prepares for a possible invasion. President Biden and the State Department have advised Americans to exit Ukraine unless they have official diplomatic or military advisory duties. Illinois residents will soon be able to say sayonara to their masks.
On Monday, February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement for the state of Illinois.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker saying that does not, however, apply to schools. Illinois is one of nine states still under a pandemic mask mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is continuing to work on the supply chain issue that's causing havoc across the country.
The White House is working on the supply chain crisis by getting veterans into the trucking industry.
A key element of this plan is encouraging the trucking industry to recruit and retain well-trained drivers by creating a safe, welcoming, and stable career path with good-paying jobs and family-sustaining wages. We can think of few Americans better prepared to take on this challenge than our nation's veterans.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CVS will shut down the pharmacies inside its nearly 10,000 retail locations every day to provide consistent lunch breaks for pharmacy staff. In a statement, the Rhode Island-based company saying, "We want to ensure our pharmacists and pharmacy techs are at their best. Pharmacy desks and drive-up services are now unavailable between 1:30 and 2 p.m. every day for a scheduled lunch break." USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. On the way, the pathetic dating life of people who are obsessed with COVID. We'll talk about that. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
But we're, Bonnie, neither of us were really prepared to talk about this, but you brought it up earlier, so it is important, I think, to discuss the largest seizure in history by the federal government gang. It has to do with Bitcoin. And something around 100,000 of them.
120,000.
Well, that's what was originally stolen. But I'm not sure if that's what they actually ended up seizing. I think they might have seized like 94,000, which is still quite
a lot of money.
Yeah, it's quite a large haul. It's over $4 billion worth of Bitcoin at today's prices. So we've been covering that here, and of course you're welcome to comment at 603-283-6160. The newsbtc.com story looking at the alleged hackers, Ilya Lichtenstein and Heather Morgan, a New York City couple that have now been arrested by the federal government gang. They're facing up to 25 years.
You forgot to say insufferable couple.
I mean, I don't know them personally, but we were watching some of the videos, and they're a little bit annoying, I guess.
They're insufferable.
In that case. But the apparently he describes himself as a tech entrepreneur and she a writer/rapper. The question here is, could they have hacked a cryptocurrency exchange, or are they just the money launderers for a bigger operation? And did they really save the private keys to billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin on the cloud, or were they set up? Is law enforcement playing tricks on the public, or are they the heroes of the day?
They're definitely not the heroes of the day.
Well, if they did actually recover 94,000 Bitcoin that were stolen, then they have done the right thing.
And give it back to the right people.
If it's given back.
Yeah.
We don't know if that part's going to happen yet. But in theory, they could do the right thing and actually reimburse the victims from this theft. But what is the Bitfinex hack all about, and why is it relevant now? The statement of facts, quote-unquote, available at justice.gov, because those aren't necessarily facts, it's just their claim and their story, does a good job of setting the stage. Quote, in or around August of 2016, a hacker breached victim VCE's security systems and infiltrated its infrastructure. While inside the network, the hacker was able to initiate over 2,000 unauthorized Bitcoin transactions, in which approximately 119,754 Bitcoin was transferred from VCE's wallets to an outside wallet. At the time of the breach, that was valued at about $71 million worth of Bitcoin. Due to the increase in value, the stolen funds are now valued at over $4.5 billion as of this month. Now, the story here of News BTC points out that money ended up in a Bitcoin address associated with Ilya Liechtenstein and Heather Morgan. But notice that law enforcement never actually says that they are the hackers. In fact, the couple has only been charged with money laundering. What's the story here? According to sister site Bitcoinists, the suspects were arrested in Manhattan. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco called the largest in the terms of financial seizure in history. In that sense, the government official stated that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are not a, quote, safe haven for criminals. And then they go on with all their law enforcement tough talk. Who is Ilya Liechtenstein? He is a tech entrepreneur and Y Combinator alumni. In his Twitter account, which is at Unreal Dutch, he defines himself as a human angel investor, Web3 developer, and serial entrepreneur. In his
What's
most
a human angel investor?
Somebody who invests in things, I guess. An angel might be somebody who invests in something that may or may not work
Make
out.
Make money, yeah.
Yeah. In his most crucial tweet, now I don't know how one defines what a crucial tweet is. Is that
most
the most popular,
maybe?
One?
Never heard that either.
Dutch criticizes a New York Magazine article saying, quote, oh God, no, so many words about posering on Twitter, almost nothing about how to secure your keys and send a transaction or get a DeFi loan. So he sounds like someone who knows the lingo of cryptocurrency, talking about securing your keys.
But he, if he said that, why would he hide his keys on the cloud to millions of billions of dollars of crypto?
Exactly.
Great question.
And as the article points out, does that seem like the Bitfinex hacker to you? Or more importantly, does it seem like a person who would store his private keys in the cloud? We wouldn't know. But the Justice.gov report says, quote, on January 31st, 2022, law enforcement gained access to a specific Bitcoin wallet by decrypting a file saved to Liechtenstein's cloud storage account, which had been obtained pursuant to a search warrant. The file contained a list of 2,000 virtual currency addresses, along with corresponding private keys. Blockchain analysis confirmed that almost all of those addresses were directly linked to the hack. But again, he hasn't been charged with actual hacking. Of course, it had been less than 2 weeks since they actually got access to the files.
I was thinking maybe all the charges haven't come out yet. Like, maybe they need to go through these people's computers and
that
then they're going to charge them with more things.
And so, in any case, in an article entitled Rethinking the Ethereum Wallet for Mass Adoption, in the, quote, People Are Terrified of Hackers and Malware section, Ilya says, quote, the biggest threat to mass adoption is without a doubt security. It's still way too hard to properly secure plain text private keys without making a mistake along the way. We cannot expect mainstream users to be security experts in a world where the most common password is still 123456. Security needs to be built into the product by design.
I've never heard that about the password.
You didn't know that?
I thought the most common password was password.
That's also a very common password. Probably that one or the series of numbers.
Maybe they're getting this off of people's, like, every single account, like something people don't care about that they would put 123456.
I don't know. I don't even know if I would. Even if I didn't care if somebody, even if it was something that I felt didn't need a password, I would never use that as a pet. Yeah. You know, it's just like ridiculous.
But you'd be surprised how many people just because they don't want to remember, or they can't, they don't think they can remember their other passwords. Of course, a lot of people use the same password over and over again. So then, what happens is if your password is compromised on an existing system, so you know, let's say somebody hacks Google and they take all their passwords. Well, if you were using that same password on your bank account. Now they have access to your bank account, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So who is Heather Morgan, a.k.a. Razzle Khan? This is the girlfriend or
fiancé. Her name is Razzle Khan. Seems bad.
Reportedly, Heather Morgan is a successful copywriter who grew her own business without outside investors. On her Twitter page, which is at Heather Rayhan, R-E-Y-H-A-N, she defines herself as a serial entrepreneur, SaaS investor, Razzle Khan, surrealist artist, rapper, and fashion designer with synesthesia. Also, Forbes writer. Her most crucial tweet says, quote, good guiding compass to live by. How much of a positive impact does your life have on others, including society and nature? Unquote. The reason she's much more interesting than her husband is her rap alter ego, Razzle Khan. Her videos are not available on YouTube anymore, but you can still listen to the songs on SoundCloud. We listened to a couple of clips that they were published here, and they were pretty awful.
I wouldn't call them songs.
Yeah. And you thought it was a joke. And maybe she is, like, a joke.
She's making money off of it, so it's not a joke in that way, but it's a joke as in she's not taking herself too seriously. She seems goofy.
Well, if she's sitting on 100,000 bitcoins, it doesn't matter whether or not she makes money on her app, right? So then they go on, they just share some of the couple's videos, but they say more interesting is Morgan's career as a Forbes writer. In her article titled, Experts Share Tips to Protect Your Business from Cyber Criminals, the supposed Bitfinex hacker says, quote, companies that didn't already have distributed teams or work from home policies have struggled to transition to going fully remote amidst the pandemic. Cyber criminals and fraudsters are taking advantage of this unexpected disruption, leading to a spike in scams and cybercrime. Wacky music aside, says News BTC, does that sound like a person who would launder money through gift cards registered under her real name? We wouldn't know, but the Justice.gov report claims that records show that portions of the $500 gift card were then redeemed through three transactions for personal items via a Walmart iPhone application. Each of the three redemptions were conducted online under Morgan's name and using one of Morgan's email addresses and providing Morgan and Liechtenstein's home address for the delivery.
How much money each?
I've not read the full report here. They're just giving us an excerpt here suggesting that they took the Bitcoin, turned them into Walmart gift cards, and then bought items from Walmart with the Bitcoin-created gift
Even
cards.
That doesn't sound like something sophisticated enough for the Bitfinex hacker.
Indeed. The number is 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are certainly welcome, and you can share them with us here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We will continue to follow the Bitfinex hack case as more information comes out. I went ahead and followed the Twitter accounts of the two people that they're accusing of this, presuming they get out of jail. That, you know, they're accused of much less as far as quote-unquote crimes, and even the Crypto Six has been. Apparently, they're only facing money laundering charges, whereas we're facing a whole bevy of charges, even though there's
Isn't
not...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and there's not a single victim in the Crypto Six case at all, with the exception of the Crypto Six.
More charges might be coming towards those people, though.
That's
true.
Like,
because they didn't get raided until just now.
Yep, that's true as well. So you can join us again, the number 603-283-6160. Let's get into the COVID, not so much news, because actually some of the news about COVID is actually kind of good. Like even New York is rolling back some of the mandates right now, which is unbelievable.
In New Jersey with public schools.
But then again, as somebody pointed out, it is election season, so maybe they feel like it's more popular for them to not have all these restrictions. Might get them reelected. But regardless, this is actually more of like a lifestyle story, and the headline caught my attention from the Washington Post. He's cute, but is he swab worthy? How rapid testing became a dating ritual.
What?
Yeah.
Is he swab worthy?
Swab worthy, yeah.
That is, oh my God.
Can you imagine your girlfriend saying that to you? Like, this guy is cute. Do you think he's swab worthy?
I would literally stop being friends with him.
asking someone to stick something up their nose isn't usually polite second or even third date behavior. But when Jamie Gloin's date called an hour before they planned to meet up for an art exhibit in downtown San Francisco saying she had a headache, he swooped in with a nose swab.
Well, she was like, God, I lied about this headache, and now he's coming over with a nose swab.
Gloin had several COVID-19 rapid tests on hand, so he took one to her apartment. As soon as his date's drops hit the test strip, two pink lines appeared.
Ew.
She was positive. Gloin bid his date adieu and went to the art exhibit alone.
Oh, you have a headache and you tested positive for a cold. Sorry, I'm going to go alone.
It was his 41st birthday, and though he was celebrating solo, he was relieved to be vaccinated, boosted, and to have had an antigen test to spare.
So he got to be alone on his 41st birthday.
And he felt good about it.
And he was thankful to the government for all of his free COVID tests.
Well, you know what? At least he doesn't have COVIDs.
Many in the dating scene aren't as cautious or as prepared, and who can blame them? For 2 years, the coronavirus pandemic has been making the awkward and excruciating dating dance even more complicated. At every stage, there are new precautions to take and questions to ask. Is my date social distancing? Do they arrive with their own mask, or do I need to give them one? Are they vaccinated? Boosted? When was their last coronavirus test? How do I trust that they're telling the truth?
Oh, my God.
This is all in addition to the pre-pandemic conundrums. Do I like them, and do they like me back? So, just prior to, thankfully, meeting you, Bonnie, I was in, you know, the dating apps, and they were all about indicating whether or not somebody had COVID support or whatever. Like, at the time, there wasn't the vaccine, so they didn't have, like, I'm vaccinated. I think they've got, like, images now that people can reveal whether or not they're vaccinated.
Wow.
But they certainly were imaging themselves with the masks on. And, you know, to me, of course, that was an instant not interested, if you're going to be signaling that. But in the spring of 2020, many singles learn how to master virtual dates.
Ew. This is so cringy.
It's sad, isn't it?
And it's so funny because I feel like previously the question was, oh, are you guys going to have, like, sex on the first date or not?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have to social distance and, like, wear masks. And so, I mean, there's definitely not going to be a kiss at the end of that first date.
Probably not, unless you're like some of these couples that actually kiss with masks on, which is totally, you're talking about cringe.
Yeah.
Ew, imagine your first date with someone and you're kissing them with a mask on. But it's just disgusting. It's more than cringe.
It's gross.
Gross because it's like, imagine holding a napkin up to your face and talking for a few hours and then going and touching it on somebody else's napkin. That's disgusting.
It's a petri dish of
disgusting
bacteria and disease.
I've seen some people actually drop a mask on the floor, pick it back up, and put it back on their face. I've seen that happen. It's worse than just a petri dish. It's like a dirty petri dish.
At my dentist's office, there was a time that they didn't have any masks sitting in their front doorway where they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to come in. They're like, oh, we'll bring you a mask. So I'm standing at that doorway, and there was a truck coming in to bring them supplies, and there was like a young guy that was getting out of the passenger side of the truck, and he dropped his mask on the outside steps to this huge truck. You know how they have steps that are just always there, so they're like nasty, like black, like right next to the wheels, trucks. He drops his mask on, it picks it up and puts it on,
right,
and walks past
on
me. I'm like, oh yeah, he's safer than me to
he's
be
really
right
concerned.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
I'm leaving that dentist now, by the way, side note, because I emailed them telling them I have an exemption, I don't want to come in with a mask anymore. It gives me issues with the what my doctor wrote me this note for. Here's my note. And they said they're not comfortable with me being in there without a mask on in their common areas, but they could bring me out a face shield. I'm just not going to go to a dentist that would force me to do something like that.
That happened to me at my dentist, too.
Really?
I, like, went and tried to not wear a mask, and I showed them my medical exemption.
Is this in Massachusetts?
Yep. And they freaked out at me, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm finding a different dentist.
Yeah, they don't want your business.
There is a dentist here. I don't even want to say it, because what if everybody starts making appointments there? There is a dentist here where you don't have to wear a mask, so I'm just going to make an appointment there.
Mm.
Maybe I'll announce it after I make my appointment.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have a huge audience in Keene, New Hampshire. But regardless, so back to the dating scene. In those days before vaccines, the virtual dates thing. So I guess people weren't actually going on real dates. They would have a Zoom date, apparently. Mm-hmm. And they say, in parentheses here, good lighting is important. Keep it short and don't get too drunk. Are there tips for your virtual dates?
What?
In those days before vaccines, daters might have agreed to isolate or scrambled for a PCR test before hooking up or dining indoors together. Once vaccination started in 2021, meeting strangers in person got safer and easier.
If only people took taking STD tests so seriously.
I know, right? And I think the way this article is speaking is so funny, because you know this wasn't the majority of the people.
What do you mean?
You know, doing things like this. This is definitely a minority of people that are going above and beyond to follow all of these excessive protocols. I think the majority of people were going on dates normally. They weren't wearing masks.
Even in cities?
No, I agree with Nikki. Like, we live in the Northeast. It's pretty compliant.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Massachusetts, and I lived in a city. I mean, it was Texas, but nobody cared about if I was wearing a mask or not. If it was like, any to where we went into, like, I would have to put on a mask with them, and that was just normal for me and anyone I was with, but it wasn't like they were like, you're not going to wear a mask. It wasn't anything like that. You know, like, nobody cares for their own safety if you wear a mask. It's just a thing of it's a social thing. I don't want to be seen as a Republican.
Yeah.
And it's a, well, they're going to make me do it thing.
I think from what I've seen, mostly people will be wearing the mask, right? And then their reaction when they find out they don't have to wear the mask is, oh, thank God, and then they take it off. So.
And of course, that doesn't mean there isn't a minority of people, probably in like California, probably New York City, stuff like that, who really are like, you need to wear a mask if you're going to be with me because I'm not getting sick and I'm not killing people's grandmas or whatever. You know, there probably is a minority, but it's not the majority. And what Nikki is saying is this writer is acting like, oh, it's how it is nowadays. Everybody does this.
Yeah, they're trying to normalize it, and it's not normal.
And that maybe you might be right about that, but according to some friends of ours who were from big cities like Philly, New York City, those kind of places. According to people who are actually living in those places, like Nick Shankin, for instance, I'm thinking of specifically the gentleman who you met.
I remember him.
Yeah. He lived in Philly, or I think still does.
I remember.
And, you know, gay guy living in the gayborhood of Philly, and he says that he cannot socialize with any of his friends. He said this on New Year's Eve when we had our party, 2020 to 2021. He was telling us this. He can't even walk down the street without being heckled, you know, for not wearing a mask.
That would be true of me, too, in San Antonio, but it wouldn't be something where people my age wouldn't want to be around me if I took it off when I got out of the parking lot. You know what I mean? Like,
but
I got literally
friends.
Heckled in Walmart for having my mask down to just be on the phone because I didn't want to have a mask on.
But you're talking about your own friends wouldn't come after you, right? If you were walking out of a place taking a mask off, going to the car with your own friends.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, people aren't
actually saying his own friends did not want to associate with him. Mm-hmm. His own, like, he was completely ostracized from all of his previous social circles because he wasn't going along with all the COVID stuff. So I don't know. I think it's different in a big city as far as whether or not the majority is or is not doing these things. But obviously, outside of big cities, yes, I think it's probably.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.